Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, thanks for tuning in to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live with me, DJ E-Monster. I know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, rocking it out on a Tuesday night, a Takeover Tuesday at that, so you know how we do it. We gonna get it in. So, all right, people, don't forget you can connect with us. The show is interactive. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, and Tumblr. Everything is either Monstrous Radio or DJ E Monster, or you can take a shortcut, just go to monstrousradio.com and go to the show info, and you'll find everything about the show, how to connect with the links, leave comments that I'll read on the line, and all that other good stuff. But hey, y'all, check it out. I got a hot interview for y'all tonight. This is a dude that I heard of that I'm a big fan of myself. So let me bring in the man of the hour. You dig? This is Rich Lowe. What's good, bro?
Yo, what up, E-Monster? Thanks for having me, bro.
Hey, it's all monsters around here, especially with this new music that you got, bro. So, hey, just right quick, tell the people where they can find you at on social media.
Oh, hey, you can find me at on any place, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, at RichLowe24, R-I-C-H-L-O-W-E, 24. You can just Google the name, and it'll come up everything.
That's what's up. So, all right, y'all, so y'all know, now y'all done heard me spinning the music, but in case you knew tonight, you dig, just so you know the type of caliber of the person who I'm talking to tonight, here goes music right here. Check it out, y'all. This is called Ain't. Matter of fact, now I'm going to let Mr. Rich Lowe give us a monstrous introduction to his track.
Hey, so you about to check out my new song, Ain't No Sorries.
Right here on Monstrous Radio.
Yo, Sharp, turn me up in the headphones. Yeah. I honestly think we gonna piss some people off with this shit.
Uh-oh. Word?
Hey. Foster Brothers. Yeah.
I was supposed to be that nigga by your side. Supposedly you never lie, but we all know that's bullshit. Just a little on the side, someone to compliment your eyes, your mind, past the time. So what the fuck am I then? With this nigga hiding. I'm so low riding. Now my days wasted, hard to face. Someone to confide in. So what the fuck was I then? Play like a violin, now I'm violent. Fuck your sorry trick. Ain't no sorry, bitch. Nah. No need to apologize. No. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch. Nah. No need to apologize. No. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch. Don't do it. You're on the outstage. You're welcome, girl. Don't do it. That dude that's on your left, that eventually got left. Some might say I'm bitter. I put my heart up on your jet and came crashing to my death.
Oh, yeah.
It's not much to say now. What the fuck am I in? With this nigga hiding. I'm so low riding. Now my days wasted, hard to face. Someone took a fight. So what the fuck was I in? Play like a violin, I'm violin. Fuck your sorry trick. Ain't no sorry shit. Nah, nah. No need to apologize. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry shit. Nah, nah. No need to apologize. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry shit.
Don't do it. You're outstage. You're welcome, girl. Any apologies are valid. Oh, nah. Ain't no stopping. Gotta understand that we've been done. Yeah. Ain't no stopping.
To apologize.
No,
I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch.
No, no sorry.
Nah, nah.
No,
no need to apologize.
No.
I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch.
Don't do it. No, don't do it.
You're outstage. You're welcome, girl. Don't do it.
Get out of my way.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it.
You're outstage. You're welcome, girl. Don't do it. Nah, nah.
No.
Nah, nah.
No.
Nah, nah.
Monstrous Radio! Hey, bro, I don't know if it's because I was going through emotion or something at the time or what, but as soon as I heard that, bro, I had to download it, and I've been bumping it. I'm just saying. So, all right, man, go ahead and introduce yourself just a little bit before we get into talking about your music and all the things that you're up to.
Yes, man. Yeah, thanks. Now, I'm happy you like the record, too, by the way. I'm a 25-year-old kid, man, named Rich Lowe. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Texas right now. And my brother and I, my brother B Sharp, the one who produced the beat, we just create all of our stuff together. He's my sole producer. And I've been doing this since I was fresh out the womb. And this is all I know. This is all I care about. This is what I live by. So I'm happy you like the song. Everybody is not going to connect to every single song I do, so I appreciate anybody that takes to anything I do. So I'm very thankful for the support you've given me on your show, man.
Right. That's what's up. So, all right. So, I mean, outside of music, I mean, who are you as a person? I mean, are you a brother, a father, a player, a pimp, a pastor? I mean, outside of music?
I'm a father. I have a six-year-old son. So I don't run the streets. I don't do reckless things or any wild stuff I used to do. I'm not a thot anymore. I'm kind of just a very calm, settled down dude. I'm just focused on the music and my family, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said I'm not a thot anymore, so we can imagine.
Yeah, you know, every dude has those years where every dude has those years where they go through the thot era. I know you probably had one. We all have it, man.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been a thought like four times. It is what it is. So, all right, man, tell us about music. I mean, how did you get into music? Matter of fact, how did you first realize that, you know, you could really make a difference in music? Now, I'm not talking about when you're in the shower talking about something. No, I'm talking about
right.
When you really, really realize you could take music.
When I realized I could do it, like, professionally, it was definitely in high school. Like, I went to high school for the arts. It was like, you could draw, you could play an instrument, you could sing, dance, acting. And I went there for drawing. I wanted to be a cartoonist. I wanted to draw cartoons at first, but when I got there, I kind of fell in love with the vocal music department because there was females there. So it kind of sparked my interest. And I went there, and I just kind of really, 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 really took a liking to it. And my vocal teacher worked with me every day after school for the entire four years of my high school life. And it was during that time, me singing those solos and hearing people go crazy and seeing what music could do to somebody's spirit and change their whole day just by singing something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really, really what got me, made me fall in love with it. And that's what did it, high school, right there.
Right. Okay. Now, just to dive in a little bit, you're talking about the whole cartoon thing. So would you consider yourself like an artist, or is that just something like you would dab with, and you just like doing the cartoon, making funny characters, or?
Now, it was something I did as like in junior high school, as like a young teen, 12, 13. Once I started singing, I literally never went back to it. I've drawn a couple things after that, but that's not where my, you know, I have no passion for that at all. It just was the segue to get me into the school that led me to singing. I think it was just, it was the plan. That was the plan for me. That was the way it was supposed to happen.
Right, right. Well, hey, you still doing drawings. We might as well call them paintings. Just your canvas is vocals
yeah.
now. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all. That's a great way to look at it, because that's exactly what it is, right?
So, all right. So go ahead, tell us, man. More about you with the music. You know, who the other people you work with? What's coming up with the new project? Or what's the project that you're promoting now?
Well, right now I'm just going to continue to drop singles. I'm going to continue to drop singles with visuals next to them. I believe the next record I'm coming out with is a song called Jump. But we call it a Jump. It's a remake of the Criss Cross record from the 90s, Jump. And we took the beat and we went kind of crazy with it. But since I danced and all that, we're going to really have a lot of fun with that. And the people I've produced for Fred the Godson, I've produced for artists on Atlantic Records, I've written for artists on Atlantic and Epic, and some of these guys are friends of mine. Some of them I know personally, some of them I don't, but not everything I write makes it to the album, so not everything I write, somebody will be able to be like, well, did you write that or did you write that? Some of these songs never make it to albums, but I've written for a lot of people, and, you know, my company, BMG, they do a good job of, you know, giving me opportunities to write for these different artists, so that's pretty much what I was doing before this artistry thing kind of broke into the forefront. I was writing, a lot of artists have a similar story. I was writing, but I have no desire to continuously write for other people. I just need, you know, this artist thing to happen. And as of right now, it's really, really, really starting to move. So I'm happy about that. But that's literally what I'm doing. Keep dropping singles until something catches, and that's how we're gonna do it.
Right. Okay. So what can people expect? Do you have like an album, or like you say, you're just going to keep dropping singles, just single artists?
Well, what I plan to do is my brother, the one that produces all my music, he produced the Ain't No Sorry's record. That was his beat as well too, and he co-wrote it with me. We're probably going to drop a joint EP together, him and I, called My Brother's Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be solely my music. It's going to be him and my music and his music together. And it's going to sound just like my music sounds, because us two, we are my music. We create all my music together. So it's just My Brother's Keeper EP of what we do together. And that's pretty much the only project that I'm working on. As far as a solo project, I probably won't do another one for another year and a half. And hopefully I can have a major label behind me by that time. You know, I've had some deals in the past that didn't. So hopefully my next one is the one that's going to be, you know, the right one.
Right, right. Okay. Now, I asked you this question, the next one, just because, you know, I'm an artist myself. I've done collaborations with other people and things like that. And I just say this because nowadays it seems like, you know, a lot of people, I'm not going to say artists are selfish, but sometimes they think it's all about them. Meaning they think they have to write everything. It's not really about the song. It's really about them. Me, I enjoy writing and collaborating with other artists. How do you feel about working with other artists? There's nothing wrong with wanting to write all your own music. You dig? It's just me personally. I like collaborating with other people with ideas and, you know, channeling different frequencies. Obviously, I think you enjoy it. Can you enlighten a little bit on that? Open up a window a little bit for other people to doing collaborations.
Sure. Plenty of times, especially with my company, BMG, the company I'm signed to as a writer, these guys, they'll send me something. Sometimes music will have hooks on it. The music will have a verse on it. And, you know, these guys are like, you know, can you write another verse? Even if I didn't want to, the collaboration is what's going to make the song a success, because clearly they already have something they like. But maybe that second verse that writer wrote, they didn't really like it, and they want to see if I could do a better job on the second verse, but they like his first verse and his hook. So I'm a big fan of collaborating. My brother and I, we collaborate all the time, especially if I'm working on a song with somebody. I definitely want their input. You know what I mean? It's us. When I'm in the studio alone by myself, or just me and my brother, we've been doing this together for 14 years. So him and I, we don't even have to talk. We just know what stuff is. But with other people, You know, you never know what you can come up with when you combine other energies and other ideas. And just, I've had some amazing situations happen because of being open-minded to somebody else's ideas. So I definitely agree with that. And I think that that can enlighten anybody's song. Like, that can make anybody's song. Just give it the extra spice that they might be needing. They might not even be sure they're needing it. So I think that that's a great idea. Collaborate with other people is definitely needed sometimes.
Yeah, real talk, because I'm not going to lie. There's a couple of times there were some people in the studio that was in the studio, weren't supposed to say nothing, and they end up coming up with a hot hook. Be like, hey. Be like, dude, you're not even an artist. But check this out. Well, guess what? That works.
It makes it does. You never know. You know, time comes to all shapes and sizes, man. You never know, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So I got two more quick questions for you.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people, artists in the past, you know, they've left legacy, things that people will talk about them 100 years from now. You dig? Say, like, the whole story of, we'll say, Marvin Gaye, or we'll say, Tupac, or any of the old greats. In 100 years from now, what do you want the legacy of Rich Lowe to be?
I want people to say, this dude did everything. You know, I produce 90%, like 80% of my own music. I say 90%. My brother produces anything that I don't produce myself. As far as making my own beats, I make all my own beats. I record myself. I choreograph my own videos halfway now, at least. I just want people to be like, this dude used every talent that God gave him to the best of his ability. Because my talent could have been given to anybody. Creativity, it flows through us. So for people to be like, oh, I'm hot. Yeah, you might have talent that you're using your body for, but that talent could have been put into anybody. Somebody chose you for that. You know, God chose you for that talent. I just want somebody to be able to say, that dude used every talent he had to try to better his life and his family's life. Now, that's what I want my legacy to be, because that's what it's about. You can't take the money with you. You can't take these chicks with you. All that matters when you leave is the people that love you and what did you do. And that's what I want to be remembered for right there.
Right. That's what's up. That's grown man right there. That's grown man right there. So, all right. Now, my last final question. Then I'll let you do your give your shout-outs to your social media, then we're going to spin your track. I want to know, this track right here, Ain't No Sorry. What all went into this track right here, and how authentic is the video? Because, I mean, when I seen the video, it reminded me of an old song back in the day where he told the lady, yeah, I missed you so much, I followed you today. And he sat down and had a conversation with her. You did.
Right.
Tell us about this song, Ain't No Sorry, and how authentic is this video?
This song is very authentic. This song is very real, and the video is more of a dramatic take on how far things can go in a relationship. Sometimes you just never know. But the true story is a quick 30, 40-second clip of how we came up with the song. The song, my brother B-Sharp, he produced the record. He had a song called Ain't No Sorries with the same beat. And I came home, and he's like, yo, bro, can you listen to this and tell me what you think? He played it for me. We both was in agreement that we didn't like the verse or the hook. We didn't like anything besides one line he had. And the line was, ain't no sorries, bitch. That was the only line that we liked. So we kept that ain't no sorries, bitch, and we wrote an entire new song. And this is what came up with it. So it started from an argument with him and his girl. He wrote a song about it. Mm-hmm. We scrapped the song. We kept one line from it and wrote a whole new song. So it technically is 100% authentic. You know, and the video is just a dramatic play. It's a dramatic play on what can go wrong sometimes.
Right.
So that's what, you know, we just kind of wanted to push the envelope a little bit with the whole take her pills and, you know, what happened to her in the video. So we just went far.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, either way it go, bro, I salute y'all because, hey, man, that's like our guy's anthem song when our girls jump in the whip and put on some Keisha Cole or some old, you know what I mean? That's what you got. Well, check this Rich Lowe out right quick. Ain't no sorry.
Word. Now, I'm happy.
Go ahead. Give them your social media. Also, let them know where they can find that track on sale, wherever at on social media. And then, we'll go ahead and do your track on the way up out of here.
Yeah. So once again, my name is Rich Lowe. And you can find me on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at RichLowe24, RichLowe24. And that is pretty much what I do. Make music And, you know, find me whenever. Or you can just Google the name Rich Low. Just go to Google, type in Rich Low. Everything I do will pop up. And that track is not available on iTunes. It's not for sale. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube, like the song. The instrumental's even on YouTube. So you can go get it. It's not for sale. It's free.
What? Y'all better go get it. I'm going to share it all over my page, bro. I'll help you get your numbers up. Get it?
Thank you, man.
Let's see. Big shout out. Also, that is, are those the places where people can connect with you for booking? Because, hey, man, I got to salute your team. You got an awesome team over there. They handle everything very professional.
Thank
Some
you.
People, they don't.
Let me give one special shout out to my manager, Yolanda Hernandez from HM Management.
Yeah.
She is super, super, super professional and always on point with all my business. She keeps my affairs in order all the time. So that's all her. That's 100% her. I cannot take any credit for that. She does that very well. So I'm thankful for her.
Oh yeah, she gets that monster salute. So
yeah.
So let's see, did we already do any shout outs? I'm so excited, bro. I like talking to you, you know what I mean? This is messing around to be a 4-hour call. It is what it is.
So, nice.
Man, I mean, if I can, I want to boost you up not only to the rest of the world, but here in the Twin Cities, because that's my goal. You know what I mean? I really want to boost you guys up, get you guys known here in my market, and also with my music plug. So, you know, I can get you out here to the Twin Cities, and you're going to have an awesome time coming here doing a performance and rocking
well,
out
just,
for the
just
people
let us
out
know.
Here.
I'm with it. I've never been there. I'm definitely interested in coming, meeting new people, coming to a new place and being able to do what I do.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. I'm going to try to make it in the summer. Well, no, you're from New York originally, so you can handle our winters. Because, yeah, it gets cold out here, bro.
You know. New York is reckless. We get 3-degree weather just like you guys, so we know how it is.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, any last things before we get up out of here? Or before I play your track, the show's going to continue, but.
Sure. Once again, I just want to give a call out to my brother, the producer, B-Sharp, because without him, this record wouldn't be possible. Actually, all the music I do wouldn't be possible without him. So I just want to give a special shout out to him. Thanking God above for giving me a brother like that, somebody as talented as myself. And I'm hoping everybody continues to like the music, man. Thanks for having me, and thanks for listening, whoever's listening. Thank you, everybody.
Right. That's what's up. So, all right, y'all, that's Rich Low with DJ E Monster right here on Monstrous Radio. And if you missed anything about how to connect with them, remember, you can always, right after the show, you can always go back and listen to this archive show, 365, 24/7. You can share with your friends and families. And remember, always comment. It helps boost the share. It is what it is. So, all right, this is Track Again before we get up out of here. Rich Low, ain't no song. Monstrous Radio, where the underground artists are above ground.
You sharp, turn me up in the headphones. Yeah. I honestly think we gonna piss some people off with this shit.
Uh-oh. Word?
Hey. Foster Brothers. Yeah. I was supposed to be that nigga by your side. Supposedly you never lie. But we all know that's bullshit. A little on the side, someone to compliment your eyes, your mind, past the time. So what the fuck am I hiding? With this nigga hiding. I'm so low riding. Now all my days wasted, hard to face. No one to confide in. So what the fuck was I hiding? Play like a violin, I'm violent. Fuck your sorry trick. Ain't no sorry bitch. Nah. No need to apologize. No. I heard the song 1,000 times. Ain't no sorry, bitch. Nah. No need to apologize. No. I heard the song 1,000 times. Ain't no sorry, bitch. Don't do it. You look outstage and welcome, girl. Don't do it. Your left, that eventually got left. Some might say I'm bitter. I put my heart up on your jet and came crashing to my death.
Oh, yeah. It's not much to say now.
What the fuck am I hiding? With this nigga hiding? I'm so low riding.
Now all my days are wasted, hard to face. No one took advantage. So what the fuck was I in? Play like a violin, now I'm violent. Fuck your sorry trick. Ain't no sorry shit. Nah, nah. No need to apologize. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry shit. Nah, nah. No need to apologize. I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry shit.
Don't do it. You're on the outstage. You're welcome, girl. Don't do it.
None of your apologies are valid. Oh, nah.
Ain't no stopping.
Gotta understand that we've been done. Yeah.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping, bitch.
No, no sorry.
Nah, nah.
No
need to apologize.
No apology.
I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch.
No, no sorry.
Nah, nah.
No,
no need to apologize.
No.
I heard the song a thousand times. Ain't no sorry, bitch.
Don't do it. No, don't do it.
Nah, nah,
no.
Nah, nah,
no.
Nah, nah, ain't no sorry, bitch.
No.
Nah, nah.
No.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Musik, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
So, alright, let's keep it moving. Take over Tuesday, Monsters Radio. Hit us up. You
wanna take over? Do the things that they can't do. Got some other bitches, but them bitches ain't true. Maybe you the closest thing to an angel. Between your legs, I'm special. But I won't keep sweating. You tryna make it last forever, but I ain't got that time on that oyster perpetual.
Could anyone want it? I ain't set to 100 though. Yeah, I was caught up in the motion. Now it's time to let it go.
Gave you space when you need it. Never had a want, yeah, I was.
my hands off you.
Yeah, that's Neva. She also did an interview right here on Monsters Radio. Remember, you can always go back and check all of our interviews, you dig, at monstrousradio.com. Just go to the show links and go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can just pick the one you want, whether it be The Game, Pinky the Porn Star, let's see, Yuck Mouth, let's see, Scorpio, which is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from Furious 5. Let's see, who else? Now we got Rich Low. We got Lil Flip. We got AJ, the original AJ. Let's see, like I said, we got Neva. We got, who else? Trey Marquise. We got a lot of people. And if you want to get an interview, get your ass a sponsor or hit us up at monstrousradio@gmail.com. So seeing that it's Takeover Tuesday, somebody wants to take over the show. And you know, so it's always some heartbroken old lady. It is what it is. This is what she wants to hear. But it's real. New R. Kelly and Tanisha, Monstrous Radio. Ain't this the lady that was arguing with, what's her name? Ain't that her?
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to give you what you want. No disrespect to the things that you want, but girl, you're fucking crazy. Got me working this overtime, just loving you, but you don't even pay me. And now you wanna blame me. Say it's my fault for your heart, it contains shit. You created the storm, so don't try to run, baby, here come the rain. Tell me, how can I trust you when you're still in contact with all of these guys? Do you really think I'm gonna come home and lay in your bed full of lies? You're just an actress, and this love is a scene. But you expect me to show up with a ring? Come on, let's be real now. Let's be real now. Come on, come on, come on. Let's be real now. What do I look like to you? Seriously, come on, let's be real.
No disrespect to the time that we spent, but boy, you must be tripping. You expect me to post a bed home for you, but now the tables are flipping. You wanna blame me, cause everyone else realized what they was missing. I bet you feel dumb now, but you feel so dumb right now. It's hardly a secret you fucked with my head. Had me believe it was all because I did it for love, and that was enough. When really you put in no effort instead. You're just an actor, and this love is a scene. Damn, I just wish you would say what you mean. Come on,
let's be real now. Jumping off buildings, moving the mountains, swim the sea for you. Whatever you want, babe, I'll do it. You just name it, babe, I'll do it. Anything you ask, I'll do it. See that smiling face? There ain't nothing I won't do for you. Ride or die, I'll take one for you. Any and everything except your food.
Let's be real now.
Girl, let's be real.
Well, let's be real now.
Baby, come on.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. The vibrations are different over here, player. I'm just saying, check it out. This right here is Noah Scales. It's called Good Girl, Monstrous Radio. You got a request? Hit me up. I see some of y'all over there, but you got to press 1 if you want to talk, player. You got to press 1. Remember to take over 424-243-9649 and press 1, player. Press 1.
I'd rather be an independent woman like Beyonce. Rather have a hitter than a husband or fiance. Just because you got the bay on Monday or a Tuesday on Friday. Ladies love you like your name Cool J. I would bet the mill that you're a liar like the rest of them. You are just the same and I'ma put you with the rest of them. You could keep it moving like you sitting at the green light. You are not my type, I need a rider with the mean vibe. No, I need a ticket out to Vegas just for fine nights. See, my type can only rush into when the time's right. See, my type, give me a high five after midnight. See, my type, give me a high five after midnight. I will never be the good girl. I will never be just the good girl. I will never be just the good girl. I will never be the girl for you.
Yo, what's up? This Young Juco. You can find my music at www.soundcloud.com. You can also hear more of Young Juco music with my music plug. DJ E-Monster on the Monstrous Radio online with a roar.
Takeover Tuesday with Young Juco. Hit us up. Take over the line. They are now at
the See, I done learned my lesson. Now I pay close attention. I'm all gonna believe that. And all that French night be day. Cause these fake. They don't wanna see you get cake. They'll pull a bullet in your face. They'll make you catch a case. And these snakes, that's why I cut my grass. Fake won't last. My real, we gon' put them on it. And now I know, ain't nothing wrong with rolling so low. And now I know, can't put no trust in these folks. Can't trust nobody. Yeah. they try to view me. And it's mine. If you don't show you real, bruh, then I can't hit you. They start hating. They wanna see you just. You can't trust nobody.
I believe she's from Chicago. Check it out. This is Boss Shit. I got some more hot new music coming for y'all right after this. Hey, she's been showing us love on Twitter, so all right, and Facebook. So, all right, we're showing her some love back. That's how you get spins right here on Monsterous Radio on some Boss Shit. Get it? Let's go. Monsterous Monday. DJ E Monster, my music plug, Rep My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment. Y'all ready to take over the show? I see some of y'all over here shining, motherfucker. It is what it is. Boss up.
Bitch, I'm bossy. Ride on my boss. I'm on my street. Chris Steele, bitch. They acting like a low. Cause I'm a boss, killers all around me. Please approach with caution. Never see me deep as hell, but I be on that march.
I got that red hat, killer niggas drill it like sergeant. Red dot on his head, bam, hit that target. This is a no flex zone, don't come around here flaunting. They ain't trying to stop no crime like Batman, they be robbing. Yeah, I am the shit, and I really with the shit. I got bitches talking sick because they niggas in some tricks. I just want the bread. I ain't tryna be a chick. All you fighting over dick. You can miss me with that shit, little bitch. I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Chris Steele, they acting like I lost. Hunting
kill shit. If I ain't getting what I want, then I'm hard to deal with.
No deal.
Same grind, same hustle, same chick, I never switch. Same nigga, same bitches, same hood, same quick.
Yeah, it's real as it gets. Go clean, no talking when it's beef. Set him up with a bad bitch, that'll sweep him off his feet. Yeah, let him think it's sweet. Get him in between the sheets. Grab the pistol from the pillow. Kiss him on his cheek. Bitch, I'm bossy.
I met it at her. You ever hear people that be saying shit like that? I met it at her. Or some old other funny shit. I just had some other ones. Man, I just had a brain fart. I hate when I do that too. So check it out. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I got another request coming up for y'all. So check it out. The request was My Favorite Girl by E-Monster. We're going to get to that in just a second, but to set that one up, to kind of let you kind of in just a little bit on the type of shit My Favorite Girl will be on, peep this right here, Juan G. This is him and Rick Ross. It's called Together.
What everybody been waiting for, one night only, sold out everywhere, Juan G, Rick Ross, Zalazé, huh?
I'd rather help you than on your own.
Let's go get this money.
I play the hand that I'm dead, I won't.
Let's go get this money.
I'm down every time that your brim hit the road. Let's
plug
get
in the money
together.
Machine. Let's go. Warren G.
Put all the games in the pride behind us.
Whoa.
Like so many places you can't find us.
What we gonna do?
Let's get rich together.
I love that. I love that. Got a homeboy out in Haiti. The private plane.
Facts.
Jimmy Hinchman sentence and he still won't say a name.
Facts.
Fiber optic speed of light, that's how we move them things. Bend her over at the door, you at the Hall of Fame. Shorty twerking on that Lambo for that petty chain. No, I do this for my niggas when I crack that safe. Haters to you when they going broke, you bitches pray. I pray my little voodoo lady come and cut your face.
Make it rain.
Now if I say to all my shooters, stay on top of things.
Bell and Bob,
big yacht, one G,
Rose.
I'd rather help you than to get it on your own.
Let's get rich, Juan G.
Baby, we could spend the money, hit the lottery.
Fuck it.
We could drop the money, buy two Ferraris. Drink the rosé, eat the calamari.
Love it.
We could spend the money, ain't got no budget. I be that nigga, living life, gotta have a biz. Mama gotta have everything, don't let it stress. Free my nigga, Maca, so don't leave my nigga dead. Baby, mama been good to me, she my newlywed. Let's make it rain, yeah, we about that life. Let's make it rain, yeah, we can get it right. Let's make it rain when we making love at night. Let's make it rain, yeah, you treat your
I'd
nigga right.
Help you than to get it on your own. Together.
can't find us. Let's get rich together.
Monsterous Radio.
And this is a Monsterous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mump Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckle. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monsterous Radio. You dig? Cacao, cacao.
A lot of women in my lifetime, but I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that
Shorty
one.
Keep it good, always understood. I stop it, sweat and I fit it, it's all good.
Yeah.
I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dawg, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mob and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. Came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch it in your whip, on me, I'm busting it. Holla,
Oh, snap. We got somebody ready to take over the show. It's you up first, 763.
Let's get it.
More than a busted baby, you got me going crazy. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking about to even leave my lady. I understand she got a man, but my plan to scoop her on my side and show her how a prince will ride. When she with me, she feeling so comfortable all inside. Tongue to kiss her from head to toe all the way to her thighs. Did I mention she more than a friend like Bonnie and Clyde connection? She got me, got her in the right direction. When we in the room, you see that how I got her sweating. Candlelight dinner conversation, the laughing and giggling. I'm a big time money chaser, so imagine how we spend it. She the got a nigga thinking about the next level, no pretending. And the late night always make her way to Facebook texting. I'm round the bad chicks all the time, but she is a blessing. Beautiful, clean, only seen in a movie scene. I told her I would give her the world, cause she's my
Shorty
favorite girl.
Baby girl,
my little monster, baby.
that was by request. Big shout out to Memphis. You dig? So, all right, this is how we going to do it. I'm going to go over here and open up the lines. We got somebody who wants to take over the show. Maybe they want to let us know what they got going on. Maybe they don't like my playlist. Maybe they just want to request the song. I don't know. But we won't know until we go over here. But I already know they know the disclaimer. You dig? Everybody doesn't have to talk. I'm not in Harlem. I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's not a Harlem night. So you ain't got to hit me with a garbage can, so I got to shoot off your pinky toe. You dig? So, all right, let's go over here and see who we got over here on the line who's monstrous enough to call in, press 1, and take over the show. 763, you heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. 656, who we got on the line? Hello.
Hello, it's Miss Lovely.
Oh, snap, what's good, Miss Lovely?
I just stopped by to say hi.
That's
monstrous.
So
it's going good.
Yeah.
I'm loving I just love that new track that was just playing. I was dumping to it. It was really nice. Monster Baby.
You is my new favorite friend. It is what it is. So I tell us a little bit about, you know, the show you have here on Monstrous Radio Live on Thursday. The international show.
Oh, International Monster Girl International Thursday night. I mean, what can I say? It's all about the music, about the artists and what they're doing. We're talking about artists all the way from Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, and in the U.S. because all these artists that do hip-hop and that are from different parts of the world, they also live here too. But the upcoming show is going to be amazing because the local artists are performing at African Girls Rock to support African Girls' future. X-10 going to be on. X-10 is hot. I can't wait. She's exciting. She's amazing. She got she got a hot track coming out. And then, I mean, we got Roland Ross. Roland Ross is one of the hottest LIB artists in the state. He was just recently a winner at the LEA, so he's going to talk about all of that and his upcoming events and shows. And, you know, I'm going to tell a little sneak peek of the next week, though. I'm talking about an artist from Ghana, two artists. And some of y'all may know, it may rough and smooth. So just tune in and you know, watch my page, Love Tima. On Facebook, you're going to see all the latest updates about who's going to be on the show. So we're going to play all these international music and get our groove on, monstrous style. But it's lovely.
Right,
what's going on? Right now, I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm relaxing. I finally get a break, and I'm just laying back, listening to you.
That's what's up. So let's see, what else was I going to say? Oh, my goodness, another brain fart. I really hate when that happens. You know, you just be sitting there and be thinking about something.
Oh, no.
And then while somebody's talking, you start thinking about something else, and your brain just goes, and then you just don't remember anything. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I swear. I'm just saying. Here was one. I got an artist that I would like to connect you with for maybe a possible interview on the show.
Okay.
He's actually here in the States. He's from Alabama, but he's doing things with people from, like, Senegal, Africa. He's been over there. He's toured already. I don't want to name drop and get it wrong, but I know one of the people he messes with over there really big. I think this guy was on the Grammys. Scardotti, I believe is his name. I could be saying it wrong,
okay.
But... he's got some good connections over there, so, you know, I'd like to introduce you to him, and maybe you guys can work something out. I don't know. He always supported
lovely.
Our show. Yeah, he always supported
awesome.
Our show, Monsters Radio.
Okay.
So,
I'm ready to go to Louisiana. Let's do this.
He's actually in Alabama. Yeah, Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. I'll go there, too.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. You know, you got my number and everything. You know, get him, call me, let's talk, and let's do this interview. I'm always excited about artists and their music, because music is everything these days. when every mood you in, there's a music for it, and it can either it motivates you, uplifts you, gets you through so much. So I invite all the artists to come out and listen to Monster Radio Show and get involved, call in, talk, and let's do, you know, let's just have fun online, you know?
Get it? Oh, hey, that's just the monstrous life. I'm just saying, a lot of people don't understand the real power of music, the vibration. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Like we talked
yeah.
about before on the show, you know, like it goes back in our DNA all the way back to the African root of the drum, period, the rhythm
oh, yes.
from the drum. It's always in us. It's in our heartbeat. It's in the way we walk. Some of us, it's in the way we talk. A lot of us do things in a rhythm. So music is very, very universal. It's like math.
Yes.
It's no matter what
yes.
culture you're from, what language you speak, that
and
rhythm will get
same.
You.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Universal vibration.
So,
all right. So, any shout-outs you want to do on our way up out of here?
You know, I want to give a shout-out to all my Global Life Records artists that, and fans that are out there. Look for us because we're going to be coming through. We have a show that's coming up June 18th in Iowa. Ify Yan-Yan is one of the hottest Nigerian artists that's coming to the U.S., and we hosted him. So it's going to be live over there. So, and we have another show actually on that end, South Dakota, June 25th. So I say peace to everybody. Be lovely as always. Miss Lovely says so. Have a wonderful night.
Up.
I know.
That's right. Don't forget to check all our pages and the things we got going on so you can stay up to date on all the shows. And if you're online right now and you're listening to Blog Talk, see that little button right there that says follow? Push that, and you'll always get the updates on what we got going on and the show dates and things like that. So I let me see. What do I got on my way up out of here? Looks like I got to do a little promo for Coming to the Twin Cities. She's a big artist. I think y'all might have heard of her. Something y'all might have heard of. Look, I can't even talk. Her. I think some of y'all might have heard of her. She goes by the name of Trina. That's right. She's coming to the
Uh-oh.
Twin Cities here.
That's my girl.
I think it's the same day as Cinco de Mayo. It's like May 5th. Monsters Radio will definitely be in the house. So come out, take a pic with us. We're going to make it do what it do because we are our official promo sponsor. So, all right, this is Trina on our way up out of here. Hit up Savvy P on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter if you need your tickets. I'm going to try to see if he can give me some tickets so I can sell tickets too. But we're going to make it do what it do. This is Trina Steph LaCour. It's called F That. This is off her Fuckboy tour. It is what it is.
Pop some champagne cause my best friend got a new nigga. The old one was lame, he ain't even know what to do with her. Pop off the course, drop top the course, hot spots to go, we hot, hot the course. Well, yeah, freedom. Yeah, bitch, you don't need them. You feeling like a young Cena, right? I know one when I see one. Cause I'm one too. Go ahead, light it up. This one's for you. Now, if your hair getting longer and your ass getting bigger and your money filled up, yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. Riding around with the roof.
Saturday, do it.